transpired these first three games? I mean, we especially the game one and two. I know it's always important in a weekend whether you're playing the same opponent three games or in this case three different opponents. You know, to get off to a good start, and you certainly did that on Friday and Saturday.
Well, we did. I mean, we hit the ball pretty well for the most part. We jumped on a team that was certainly pretty good in Virginia, but we responded really quick. We were given a couple of free bases, but, you know, after that, we put some good swings on the ball, and we scored early. Then we scored again in the second inning and kind of distanced ourselves. And they made a push towards the end, but I thought all the way around it was a pretty good start. And did a little bit about the same against Fullerton as well. It's good, very good pitching team, very good defensive team, but we hit the ball very well. That attack was pretty healthy throughout the game, and they made a charge back. We kind of gave them some free bases. They hit a grand slam home run to kind of get near towards the end, but at the end of it, it was better. We certainly did a decent job, and then lost yesterday, which kind of a tough outing. Ran into a good team, and they can certainly score their runs too. We thought that TCU team was a good hitting team, and they certainly pitch well too.
You know, we talk about this with other sports, other teams, whether it's football or basketball, but the importance of finishing strong. And the same thing can apply to a baseball game as well. And, you know, I look at, like, for example, what transpired in that second game against Cal State Fullerton. Your team builds up the big lead, and here's Cal State Fullerton. Eight of their nine runs were scored in the final three innings, per se. Are these teaching moments? And if so, how? How do you get this, you know, where it helps your team moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is, you know, you're playing good teams. So regardless of what the score is at the beginning and middle part of the game, the game's never over. I mean, that's just the kind of the fate of baseball more than anything else. And when you're playing teams that, like we were, that had a lot of upperclassmen, a lot of returning players, particularly Virginia and Cal State Fullerton, and then they've been there before. So, even though we distanced ourselves early, we didn't think that, you know, that game was over by any stretch. But I think more than anything else, it's not that we let off the pedal. It's just you get situations where you're giving guys chances to pitch and play for the first time. And, you know, these first games aren't easy for anyone. It doesn't really matter who they are. So sometimes they don't react according to how they've reacted in an environment here at Vanderbilt. It becomes a little bit different slope. So it's just, everything's a teaching moment for us, whether we win or lose.
If you look at the productivity you received of your 2, 3, 4, and 5 hitters, especially in the first two games, if you get that the entire season, you're going to be doing really well. With Austin Martin, JJ, along with Steven Scott and Philip Clark, I mean, they had really nice starts to the weekend as well, which, you know, once again, when we talk about weekend play especially, if you get that kind of performance, that's going to bode well for your squad.
Well, it is, and, you know, when you get a leadoff hitter, too, who's up there for the first time in Cooper Davis, I mean, he gets on base, I think, 6 times the first two games, and anytime you can get your leadoff hitter on base, I mean, he did it 3 consecutive games. He walked the first game, he bunted on the second game, and he singles, 2-strike single the other way. So you get a leadoff hitter that gets on the base, kind of sets the tone of the game, like, here we are. So he did that, and then after that, as you mentioned, you know, with Martin, Blade, Scott, Clark, DeMarco, Paul, Ethan Paul had a hell of a weekend, and he's hitting the 7-hole, and he's not your typical 7-hole. So I think, you know, we feel pretty good about our offense, and we got shut down a little bit yesterday, but that does happen when you face pretty good pitching, and we'll just kind of go forward.
A couple of things from a pitching standpoint stood out to me. First of all, Zach King, the last 4 innings of that Friday night win over Virginia, scattering 4 hits, only allowing 1 run. So that stood out to me. And then obviously Saturday night with Patrick Raby and the job that he did starting off against Cal State Fullerton.
Well, I go back to King first. I think he really settled the game down a little bit. That game was a little bit murky in the middle. I think we said we jumped out, but then Virginia tightened it up. But when he came in the 6th inning, then he had the ability just to kind of get some quick innings and shut them down offensively. I think he just gave up 1 run. And then on Saturday, it was just a completely different game as far as starting pitching was concerned. Raby was very effective. We talked about him, I think, last week, but he had five and, what, two-thirds solid innings. And then we handed the ball back over to some relievers. But we were glad to see Raby finish it or at least get that far first game for him.
And then when we look at how everything played out over the weekend, you know, what was the attitude of your team coming back on Sunday?
It was good. I mean, it was good. No different. I don't think there's not much difference in how they reacted Friday versus how they reacted Sunday. You know, we met same time every day, and we prepare the same time. But it's just kind of an older group. I mean, they went into Sunday same way they went into Friday. Circumstances were completely different. I think sometimes when you look at that, you win two games, you let off the pedal. That wasn't the case. You know, I think the thing that we've learned, it doesn't really matter who we're playing. It's all our games are going to be tough. You know, everyone's bat speed's better. The fastballs are better. You know, everyone we play against, there's going to be a greater focus to what they're doing. I think that's kind of understood. So, I thought I liked the way we traveled. I thought we handled ourselves well, and good group of kids.
Once again, Tim Corbin joining us, head coach of Vanderbilt Baseball. You know, when you talk about a team with the experience that your team possesses this year, you know, what does it take for a first-year player to find some opportunities? I mean, what do they have to show you, whether it's in these middle-of-the-week games or in practice, to gain more opportunities?
You said it. Yeah, you got to do it in a training environment first. You have to show some maturity. You have to show that you've got an acumen for what you're doing, and if you can do that, you might get on the field. But a lot of these young kids are going to have to watch. They're going to have to be patient. I told them that coming here and playing right away, because we got some older guys back, that's just not going to happen. So I think it's good for them. I think it's good for them to watch. I think it's good for them to see the environment. I think it's they got their eyes opened a little bit. You travel somewhere. I mean, heck, most of these kids have never seen a casino before. So you walk into a casino and you see everyone smoking and drinking at 7 in the morning. You think, wow, this is different. But that's what it was. That's where all four teams were. And so I think there's a lot to be had by going on a trip as a young kid, learning, paying attention to what's going on inside the game, playing at a big league ballpark, watching a lot of big leaguers around you, watching a lot of Vanderbilt big leaguers show up for our game. I mean, that could kind of spin your head, but I think younger guys today are a little bit more mature, at least the guys that we had maybe 10, 15 years ago.
To me, this seems like the best of all worlds from your standpoint, because just, you know, getting to know you in recent years, I mean, certainly it helps having this experience back, so you got that going for you. But at the same time, you get to enjoy it, doing a part of your job that you enjoy most, and that's helping grow these individuals as well.
Yeah, I think that part's good. I enjoy that a great deal. In the classroom, I think, you know, for me, that might be the most enjoyable part of the day, to be honest with you. Besides going down to the field and training with the guys, I think that's probably the most enjoyable piece of this. I spent a lot of time trying to prepare for those moments when you get down there, seeing if you can make differences. And really what you're trying to do is get them to the point, and I say them, the kids themselves, to the point where they go from boy to guy to man, and really that's what you want. They're not going to be a man when they get here, but you certainly can show them a roadmap on decisions and choices that they make and behaviors that they make that will allow them to get there faster than if they didn't make those choices. And I think baseball is the platform. It gives you a great platform to do other things. The competing part of it is a lot of fun. But as you mentioned, the things that we can do on the side benefit us a great deal as well.
Hey, your thoughts about Kumar Rocker, who started yesterday for you? I mean, you're just going to have some days. There's just going to nothing's going to work for you. What are some of the things moving forward that stood out for you as Rocker progresses?
Well, he's going to be good. He's got a good arm, and he's got good secondary pitches as well. That was a good environment for him to be in. You know, he gave off a dribbling hit to start off the game, and then after that he faced a senior who whacked a fastball the opposite field off the fence. So, you know, it's, and then he faced an older kid who can really hit in the three hole, and he got a single, and next thing you know, they jumped him a little bit, scored three runs, and he probably didn't command the ball like he has here, but I don't worry about him. He prepares too well, and he's a sharp kid. He's just around certain kids that you know in time they're going to be really good at what they do, and he's one of those guys. One game doesn't is not really going to have much of an effect on how people think about him. We know what we're getting when you get someone like him on the mound. He'll bounce back very fast.
Hey, by the way, I'm curious about this. You know, we often talk about, you know, fundamentals, and, you know, you can never coach that up enough. I don't even care if you're talking about major league players for that matter. But have you seen differences when you first took over this Vanderbilt program to where we are today as far as, you know, the incoming freshmen, as far as where their knowledge is of the game? Is it the same? Has it improved? You know, how would you gauge that today compared to when you first took over the Commodores?
You know, I would say that they're bigger, they're stronger, they, in some cases, are more talented in terms of being able to throw, obviously, from a pitching standpoint, and being able to hit, too. I'd say the difference is their acumen for the game is not the same. I think they're part of an environment, Johnny, where showcasing abilities has become the priority rather than the competition of a game. And as you start to see our amateur baseball situation, kids jump from event to event to event and jump from team to team to team. So it's like you're renting a venue to show your abilities rather than having your heart, your fibers, and your passion into a group of other individuals that you're doing it with. And I think sometimes when they get here, it's the first time that they've done it. So learning how to compete in a team environment, learning the game of baseball, rather than just throwing a ball as hard as you can, just rather than a catcher just putting down number one as a fastball sign. I mean, there's a lot to this. And I would say that's the part that's changed the most is, in most cases, that's not everyone, but I would say in most cases that's what you're finding. You're finding more of a showcase type of player rather than a guy who really understands the game of baseball and knows how to compete with other individuals that are doing it with him.
Your team on Wednesday returns to the Diamond, taking on Evansville. It's the first of four games, including the Friday, Saturday, Sunday series against Pepperdine, all at home. What are you looking forward to most out of your squad this week?
Just playing again, I think, more than anything else. Got four good games at home, and I think we'll probably have a little bit of rain, too, which I'm really looking forward to. I think that's good for the kids. I would rather have that right now than beautiful weather. I think it's easy to play in beautiful weather. It's not easy to concentrate in conditions. And as far as I'm concerned, God can do that for 5 days if he wants to. It's his stadium. We'll just play in it. So I think we do that. I'd like to see us in it. I'd like to see us compete in it and then learn how to do it. And we don't want anything easy right now. That's for sure. That's not going to make us better. I think when you're a new team and you're a young team, or not a young team, but you're just a team that's young together, then you want things to be tough. And that's certainly what we got. And